my time now. My time.
Hello everyone and welcome to another video game review. It's been a little while since I've done one of these. The last one I did was for 2K22. I'm going to do one that I've been wanting to do for a while, and it's only because I, well, only played it twice so far. Well, I'm playing it the second time right now on New Game Plus. It's for Spider-Man Miles Morales on the PlayStation 5. Just going to preface this by saying it's an excellent game, an excellent spin-off game from the PS4 Spider-Man game that I have my review for on here, which, spoiler alert, thought that game was amazing, pun intended. This one basically just picks up right off of, I think, 1 year after the end of the first game. And one cool little feature of it is that right before you start the actual story of the game, you have the option of clicking on a previously on option that kind of recaps everything that happened in the first game, particularly from Miles's point of view of the story. You know, Jefferson Davis being killed, Devil's Breath, him getting bit by the spider and becoming Spider-Man, or rather getting bit and then revealing to himself to Peter as he has those powers, and he's being trained and mentored by him. And that's where we pick up from a year later. It's Christmas time, and his mother, Rio, is running for a city council, and they are now living in Harlem as opposed to Brooklyn, which is, you know, that's been his home base in the comic books and in Into the Spider-Verse. He's from Brooklyn, but in this one, it's just him and his mother. They moved to Harlem because that's where the mom grew up, and she, you know, since Jefferson had died, she felt like, you know, this home is too big for just two people. Want to move back to where I grew up, you know, the abuela's home, you know, her mother's home. And that's where they're living, and that's where the story picks up from. And he's trying to find himself living in Harlem now, trying to find himself as a Spider-Man in training, the best way I can describe that, saying that out loud now kind of reminds me of a Hurricane and Rosie, when Rosie was the superhero in training, aka on his shirt, SHIT, which, yeah, very subtle with that, WWE. But yeah, I mean, graphically, especially on the PS5 version, unbelievable visuals, and the story, very similar to how the first game is, where, you know, in the first one, Peter is, he takes down Wilson Fisk, and along the way, we find out stuff about Norman Osborn and Martin Lee, who runs Feast, and then his mentor, Doc Ock, you know, he just goes insane and, you know, seeks out revenge on Norman Osborn for everything that he feels that Norman Osborn had wronged him for, and, you know, so on, you know, big corporation stuff, you know, those basic beats kind of follow the same place here, whereas in this one it's a Roxxon, which they are in the first game, not a big part of the story, but Roxxon Corporation exists in the first Spider-Man game. We just don't really hear a lot about them. But we see that here very much, and it's the story. My mind is kind of going all over the place. I'm playing the game again on New Game Plus right now. Probably be suited better if I just look up the synopsis of the game for you guys. Let me just see. Spider-Man Miles Morales. I'm loving it. There we go. Spider-Man Miles Morales, or the full name, Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales. Let me click on that to get the synopsis or plot for the game. Let me see. Yeah, synopsis here. The narrative continues where Marvel Spider-Man and its downloadable content, The City Never Sleeps, left off, during which Miles Morales was bitten by a genetically enhanced spider and gained powers similar to his mentor Peter Parker. A year after the first game's conclusion, Morales has been trained by Parker, moved from Brooklyn to Harlem, which I already said, and has fully integrated himself into the role of Spider-Man, though he is still gaining experience and doubts whether he can live up to Peter's legacy. At the beginning of the game, Parker leaves New York for Simcaria, which he's working on a project with Mary Jane. She's writing a story, he's taking the pictures for her. For several weeks, and trusts Miles to protect the city in his absence. Now the sole Spider-Man, Morales must balance his new superhero responsibilities with supporting his mother, Real Morales, in her campaign for city council and defending his new home from a violent war between the corrupt Roxxon Energy Corporation and high-tech criminal army called the Underground. The game features both new and returning supporting characters, including the supervillain Rhino, who you take on in the beginning of the game, which is that's a pretty fun sequence. It's you and Peter teaming up, which I'm excited to see more of that in the second game. There's a part where you're actually running through the mall and crashing into a bunch of stuff, and you actually see J. Jonah Jameson, which is pretty cool. Like, actually seeing him in physical form, not just the podcast. And then also the imprisoned crime lord Kingpin. He has a little appearance in there. And the anti-Spider-Man podcaster, J. Jonah Jameson. And Parker's former mentor and employer, Dr. Otto Octavius, makes a appearance in a nice little flashback that when I played the game the first time and that came up, that surprised the hell out of me, and I thought that was just the coolest thing in the entire game, really. And while the head of Oscorp and former Mayor Osborne Norman, New York Mayor Osborne appears in, a lot of spoilers going to talk in this one, and, you know, mid-credit scene, and Miles' late father, Jefferson Davis, appears in a voiceover role and a bonus mission that happens at the end of the game. And yeah, the new cast includes Miles' best friend and schoolmate, Genki, which we saw him in Into the Spider-Verse, although he did not have a speaking role in the movie, who assists him with his Spider-Man activities, kind of playing the role that Ned plays in the Homecoming trilogy, you know, the guy in the chair. And then Miles' estranged and overprotective uncle, Aaron Davis, the Prowler. And then we get Danica Hart, who was like the anti Jameson in podcast form in this game, who her little segments that appear here and there are pretty fun. And Gloria returns from the first game. She's now a volunteer at Feast. And we got a deaf street artist, Haley Cooper, bodega owner Teo, and as well as his cat, who makes a fun little appearance as a bonus costume that you get at the end of the game, Bodega Cat. And the cat's name is also Spider-Man. And if you've seen the pictures and videos that I've shared on my social media with the cat, it's a lot of fun playing with that suit, and probably is my favorite suit in the entire game. And a couple other characters, but yeah. And then, see, the plot says, after more than a year of training under Peter Parker, Miles Morales has mastered his spider-like abilities and established himself as the original Spider-Man's crime-fighting partner, though he still struggles to adapt into his new role. And that's kind of the underlying theme of the entire game, kind of like Into the Spider-Verse, where he's essentially finding his identity as Spider-Man, trying to adapt to these new powers that he has, even with the training that he's had under Peter in this game. And see, while escorting a police convoy carrying prisoners to the rebuilt raft, Miles accidentally frees Rhino, and that's where we get the fun segment at the beginning of the game, where it's Peter and Miles trying to restrain Rhino, for lack of a better term. And let me look through here. Oh yeah, and we also get Dr. Curtis Connors in the mid-credit scene that's at the end of the game. I'm just going to read that little part. He said, in the mid-credit scene, Norman Osborn orders a reluctant Dr. Kurt Connors to release his terminally ill son, Harry, from a stasis pod in spite of his unstable condition. In a post-credit scene, Miles leaves an award he won with Finn atop the Trinity Church in her memory because, Finn is his best friend. And, spoilers throughout the whole thing at the end of the game. Yeah, similar to how May dies in the first game, his best friend Finn dies in this game. Anyone who's not played this game, sorry for spoiling a lot of the plot points, but I already said I'm gonna talk a lot of spoilers on here, but I hope that does not deter you from wanting to experience the game yourself, because there's a lot of fun stuff that happens along the way. The gameplay very similar to the first game, and a lot of different elements that are very different. His movement is not as fluid as Peter, because in the first game, Peter's been Spider-Man for 8 years, and this one, Miles has only been training under Peter for 1 year, and he's now on his own for the first time. And when you're doing the stealth, taking down some of the criminals, how in the first game Peter does it so seamlessly, smooth, boom, 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 no problem. And here, you see Miles actually kind of trying to maintain his balance and struggling a little bit, which I like that, because it still plays off of the point of him being he's still a rookie in this story. So I like that. And of course, just like in the first game, we get the different versions of the costumes. Just like that, we get the Into the Spider-Verse version of the suit. We get the training suit that he gets at the final post-credit scene of the third chapter of the City That Never Sleeps DLC as an option. We get a home version of a homemade suit for him. And we get a Prowler version of the suit, which is the purple and green colors that I think is really cool. And one thing also that actually, when I got to the bonus part at the end of the game, that you're walking through and you see all the citizens of New York, that actually one of the citizens, and I just got a kick out of this and thought that this was a great little, I guess little, not necessarily Easter egg, but a nice little nod for the fans that are at home, that the civilian says, "Why are you always changing your suit?" And I just, I don't know, I thought that was one of the funniest lines any of the NPC, you know, civilians said in the game. And yeah, and a lot of the side missions. There is another side mission with the pigeons, like in the first game, which the first time I got to do that one, I thought that was pretty fun. And there's two missions that involve cats. One is Teo's cat, the bodega cat named Spider-Man, and then there's another cat that I don't remember what the story is. I haven't gotten to that part yet. But it's one of the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man app missions that you get in there, instead of having the side missions sprinkled throughout the whole game like it was in the first one, you know, where you get the Screwball and Tombstone and a bunch of other side missions like that. This one, it's all done through the Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man app that Genki helped develop, where civilians that they need help with something, they get on the app, signal help for Spider-Man, he goes off and takes care of what they need to take care of, which is pretty cool. And I'm wondering if in the second game, whenever we get to play as him, if we're going to get to do more of that in there as well, which I kind of hope that they will, to make it more consistent, where when you're playing the missions as Peter, it's just Peter being Peter, and he's listening to the police radio, whereas with Miles, he's listening, he has Genki in his earpiece, and he's using the Spider-Man app to take care of his missions. So I'm hoping that it's going to be a balance of that when the next game comes out next year, which they don't have an official release date yet, but I'm excited for that game when it does come out. I feel like I've already kind of said what I needed to say for the most part. Let me look through here again, see if there's anything that I missed. Yeah, Finn plays the Tinkerer, who's the leader of Underground, which is kind of, I guess, the version of the, you know, Martin Lee's demons were in the first game. Yeah, while investigating a break-in in the Roxxon Plaza, Miles clashes with a group called the Underground, who have a vendetta against the company, and that launches off, which we find out from, you know, the backstory and cell phone video that Finn's brother Rick worked for Roxxon and was developing the new formula, which is kind of, I guess, the version of Devil's Breath was for the first game, and he dies because of that, and Finn wants to destroy the new form reactor that's at Roxxon Plaza, not realizing that it's going to destroy Harlem. And that's where, you know, her conflict at the end of the story comes, and that's where she, again, spoiler alert, decides to sacrifice herself to save Miles, because throughout the different missions in the game, Miles is having to, and destroying the new form reactors spread out throughout the city, he's having to absorb the new form energy, and it's essentially kind of killing him on the inside. Again, kind of similar to how Devil's Breath works in the first game. And she saves him by using, like, these, like, you know, like these, like, kind of boots, like rocket kind of boots, shooting up into the atmosphere, and has him release all the energy at once, killing her in the process, but he survives. And there's a little, I'm trying to think of, like, other stuff that I might be missing out on, because I feel like I'm not doing it really justice here, and I apologize for that. It's a Monday morning, I'm still kind of waking up-ish. But yeah, overall, from start to finish, I think it's a phenomenal game, and in some ways, I kind of enjoy it more than the first Spider-Man game, but that's just me and a couple other people that I've spoken to who feel the same way. I think also playing it on the PS5 might be adding to that experience, because I don't know how it feels on the PS4, I only know how it on the PS5. And plus also the version of the game that I got as a Christmas gift from my brother, it's the Ultimate Launch Edition that came with the remastered version of the Spider-Man PS4 game, which getting to play through that one again is a lot of fun, and I'm almost at the complete 100%, just the one little bonus trophy that is for the PS5 version only that I haven't unlocked yet, but that game is phenomenal as always, and all the little different upgrades that they made for the PS5 version, I love, like the ray tracing and improvement on the reflective surfaces and the environments, and the bonus suits of like the Amazing Spider-Man suit from the first movie. I love getting to play with that, and also the No Way Home suits, the the gold one that he gets at the end of the movie, and then the Inside Out suit that he wears for like that one segment when he's trying to capture Sandman and Electro. It's pretty cool playing with that. I don't really know if I have anything else really to say. Just, yeah, a lot of the moves on here, like a lot of the Venom moves is what they're called, for when he has that electrical charge and he gets to do all the cool little action movements in the game. That's a lot of fun. And also we get to return a lot of environments and stuff that are Easter eggs from the first game, like Fisk Tower is the headquarters of the Underground, because they've decided to just occupy it while New York City decides what they're going to do with it, which I think they're supposed to demolish the building and turn it into something else. And then one of the secret lairs from the Hammerheads gang in the DLC pack of the first game, one of those makes a return in a one little mission where you have to fight Prowler, which I thought was really cool getting to see that. And also some of the environmental Easter eggs of the first game, where like when you have the one mission where you're taking on the demon gang and they have the thing from the crane that smashes through one of the building signs, we still see what that same building sign not repaired yet a whole year later, which I just think was a pretty cool little attention to detail when I first noticed that. And there's a lot of little things like that, and like other little hidden Easter eggs. Like one is the restaurant. Remember in the first game, I can't remember the name of the restaurant off the top of my head, but it's the one that Stan Lee makes his cameo. When you actually go to that restaurant now in the game, there's a statue of him outside, and you get a nice little trophy. I can't remember what the name of the trophy is, but the description of it is, you know, paying homage to a Harlem legend, I think is what it is, or paying homage to a legend in Harlem. Oh, and we also get kind of like how in the first game, when Peter goes to the cemetery, says hi to Uncle Ben, you get to do the same thing, seeing Miles' dad, Jefferson Davis, at his grave, which is pretty cool. And again, I love the continuity and the parallels between the two when they do stuff like that. Yeah, I guess that's all I can really say on the game. If you haven't played it yet, please do go out of your way to do so. It's an awesome game, phenomenal game, and it'll help you get prepared to play the second game when it comes out next year, Marvel Spider-Man 2. And if you haven't played the first game either, what are you waiting for? Both the games are amazing. Again, pun intended for Spider-Man. Marvel Spider-Man, great game. Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales, great game. Can't wait for Marvel Spider-Man 2 when it comes out next year. And yeah, that's going to do it for this review for Marvel's Spider-Man Miles Morales. Thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing if you are. And if you're not subscribed, please do so. Spotify, Google Podcasts, CastBox, Radio Public, Anchor, Podbean, Stitcher, YouTube. All the direct links will be in the link tree that I have in the description of this. And all my social media is in there as well. Twitter, Instagram, Vero, Snapchat, TikTok, if you want to check out some of the posts I've put on TikTok. Not a lot. I think I've only done 6 or 7 at this point. It doesn't really matter. But yeah, check all of my stuff out in there. Support me by buying a nice little t-shirt in my store. That link is in the description for the link tree as well. And yeah, thank you all so much for tuning in. Hope you all are doing well, staying safe, taking care of yourselves and your loved ones, and being the awesome people that I know you can be. This has been my video game review for Spider-Man Miles Morales. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one. Bye-bye.